This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm Tim Brown. I'm the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and for our Muslim listeners, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about, the one that holds the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. And I'm filling in for Bradley today, live from the bunker here in the U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina. If you'd like to call in at any time, the phone lines are accessible at 1-866-582-9933. We're not doing Chinese buffet, so please stick to the topic if you call in, and we'll get you on as soon as we can. If you want to find us online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can also find us at sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to follow Bradley on Facebook, just look him up at Bradley Dean, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean, on Facebook. Also, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. And if you are a person who gets on Twitter, you can find Bradley there at BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. Well, there's lots of things going on, obviously, in our country, and a few stories that are out on sonsoflibertymedia.com that you might want to check out. I want to point you to, and then we're going to talk a little bit. I'm going to make a mention of the idea of what's going on with the Bundys as some of those trials pick up this week. But some things that you need to be aware of, I'm going to give you. And then in the second segment, we're going to take a look at some of this that is coming out of the ATF, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. No, it is not your local convenience store. It is an unconstitutional agency, and we're going to take a little look at that and some of the things that are coming out of that now and give some commentary on that. But a couple of things from sonsoflibertymedia.com. Army preps for urban warfare in megacities. Mass migration disaster and inner city turmoil. Now, if you've been paying attention to some of this stuff before, you know there are places in America. Down in Florida is one that's pretty popular every year. They have the Army come in, and they're coming in on boats. They're running through the cities with practice. They're using helicopters and things like that. This is with people there, just citizens there. They're coming into that, and they say, well, this helps them get used to this, you know, if they go overseas and they have to come into a place like that. Well, that may be. But the question is, what does it get the people in the mindset of? That our own army can come in among us and do those things. Now, you say, well, they're not telling us to do that yet. Yet. That's the issue. They're not telling you that. But psychologically, they have been preparing American people for that for a long time. And our forefathers warned against it. They feared a standing army. That's why, really, when they had the issue for an army, that thing, if the central government brought up a standing army, they had to renew it every 2 years because they didn't want it continually like this. That was not what they wanted. And it's part of what we're going to look at in the second segment of the Second Amendment. Why the militia is there. The militia, not the army. The militia is to be used for the enforcement of the laws of the land, of the Constitution. We are. Not the police department, not the army, not any of those people. The people. Okay? But you can see that there on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Army Press for Urban Warfare in Megacities, and there's a video to go with it. Also, we have from the UK, there's a disabled politician that spoke out there against the murder of the unborn, and he said, quote, people like me, quote, are facing extinction. Of course they are. If you're not going to protect the unborn in the womb, and in some cases you're not going to protect them once they get out of the womb, what makes you think you're going to protect the disabled or the elderly? Or then you start getting really sporadic, somebody who has blonde hair, somebody who has brunette hair, somebody who has a particular disease or this, that, and the other. I mean, I remember when me and my wife was first pregnant with one of our children, I think it was like our second child, they asked about if this child has Down syndrome, do you want to keep it? And I looked at the person like, that's a stupid question to ask. Of course we want to keep it. It's our child. But apparently, that's a legitimate question for some people to ask. I don't get it. Also, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the UN is set to treat religious freedoms as privileges rather than rights. Well, my opinion for that is that the Trump administration really should have not sent Nikki Haley over there. She was my former governor. She's a rhino. She's a sellout in a lot of ways. He should have just said, we're not sending any ambassadors, and by the way, we're not letting any funds go either, and get out of our country. That's the way I think about it. The United Nations is not good for the world. It's not good for America. It is anti-Christian. It is anti-American. We should do ourselves a favor and get rid of them. Also, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Northern Hemisphere, potentially in great danger as Fukushima radiation spikes to unimaginable levels, and you can see the picture there of how the radiation travels through the currents in the ocean and how far it's spread there in the Pacific. Also from John Whitehead at the Rutherford Institute, rule by brute force, the true nature of government, draining the swamp in Montana. That's by our friend Jim White. He's out of Montana, by the way. Knife jihad in New York. A teen is stabbed by a Muslim refugee from Somalia, one of those countries that Trump is putting a temporary ban on. Also, from our friend Publius Holda, how to use Article 5 of our Constitution to move us into the North American Union. She's trying to point you as to what is going on with all of this Article 5 stuff. It's not just this issue. There are a plethora of them, and we would be wise to heed the warnings she gives. Also, we're going to talk about in the next segment, ATF wants to cut gun control regulations. My question is, when are they going to eliminate themselves, according to the Second Amendment? Also, five signs we're going to war. This has to do with the ban. This has to do with what we've seen in Iran. This has to do with what we've seen with Russia and the condemnation of Russia at the UN by Nikki Haley. Take a look at that. I think you'll find it fascinating what has already been planned out, and the documentation is there. And seems to be happening under the Trump administration. Now, I was hoping he would have a different foreign policy. Maybe he will. He's only been there 2 weeks. These things do seem to be falling in line. You check that out at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And also, the Bundy Ranch trials began yesterday, selection of jury and such. We were going to try to have Deb and Pete on, couldn't get them on. But the first six patriots in there, the next set will be 30 days later. Stay with us on the other side of the break. We're going to talk ATF, the Second Amendment, and their illegal agency. Hang on.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
Aquanetics H2O has developed the most effective water purification system on the planet. Period. The Solar Hydro is what it's called. The Solar Hydro is a solar backpack system that will take most any contaminated fresh water and cleanse it to a 99.9% purity. That's eradicating bacteria and viruses while safely removing harmful chemicals and toxins. It will even purify water from stagnant ponds. So secure your family's water supply, because you can't drink guns, you can't drink gold, and you surely can't drink ammo. Aquanetics H2O. Contact Alan at 325-200-4343. Again, contact Alan at 325-200-4343 or visit them at aquaneticsh2o.com. Again, that's aquaneticsh2o.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you want to jump online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over on our Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, and or Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We want you to understand that it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, because this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others a measure of our conduct. That's exactly the case here. We follow the Christ, friends. John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1, 1 Timothy 2:5, and you can go from all the way from Genesis all the way to Revelations, and you will see that it is the Christ leading the way through those great patriarchs throughout the Bible, all 66 books. Wanted to let you know, we were just talking about, you know, we're going to be highlighting CAIR in just a couple moments here, C-A-I-R, pulling off the mask of these acronyms, friends, because these groups are anti-American, they are anti-establishment, and they are attempting to establish themselves to tear down at we, the people, and as to what God has established in this country. But in saying that, we're going to be talking about that in just a couple moments. I want to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and highlight some of what's going on in your country. Again, Black Lives Matters leaders, a leader of all five of them, white people are subhuman, she said. Okay, you need to keep in mind this rhetoric is all bought and paid for, just so you know, okay? It's all bought and paid for. Matter of fact, we had another contributor on sonsoflibertymedia.com who said Black Lives Matter and the African supremacist movement are being used to expand Islam throughout the United States. Of course it is. Of course it is, friends. There's not a shadow of a doubt in our minds. Sonsoflibertymedia.com It's all a part of judgment. God said he would turn that nation into hell that forgot about him, and that's why we're in trouble today. Because the American people have turned away from keeping the judgments and the statutes to keep and to do them. Deuteronomy 4, verse 1 and through 6. It's simple to keep and to do them. As a matter of fact, friends, what I was highlighting during the first segment, if you read the preamble to the Constitution of the United States, it says, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish what? Justice. Justice. Well, Bradley, how do you tie that into God's law? Well, when you read the end of the Constitution, for most people don't think through far enough to see this, but if you look at the very end of the Constitution of the United States, it says that done in convention by the unanimous consent of the states present the 7th day of September in the year of our Lord, 1787. The year of our Lord, yep. And then when you read that Declaration of Independence, which is that which precedes the Constitution, the seedbed, what do you see? You see the references of God four times. Our Creator, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So, back to sonsoflibertymedia.com. House claims it's ready to repeal and replace Obamacare just not before the tax man comes. And then, of course, it has the traitor himself, December 15th, 2000. And 16, friends, keep in mind that Paul Ryan, the one that claims it's ready to repeal and replace Obamacare, keep in mind, friends, these are the ones that allowed it in the first place. And this is the very individual, friends, that has given Barack Hussein Obama everything he wanted when he came up to that $1.1 trillion omnibus bill. Quit looking at these guys like they're the good guys, friends, because they're not the good guys. And here again, going back to the point of Obamacare, the question the American people should be asking their representatives that derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, you have the roles backwards, America. You need to begin to ask them where they have derived the authority to implement that which is unconstitutional in the first place. But what do they have? They thank the devil himself for conservatives of the day that got the American people caught up into some debate when, in fact, if they would just go to the root of the issue, they would find out that it's illegal in the first place. It's unlawful. Article 1, Section 8. But again, friends, if they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers now, do they? And I'll tell you what, that's where these little minions of hell that you call representatives in so many different ways and aspects, friends, get away with what they get away with. They'll always get away with whatever you let them get away with. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com going to repeal of Obama gun control heads to Trump desk. Hey, friends, I want to let you know something. You have rights given to you by your Creator. You do not have privileges given to you by the state. Make distinction. Every state preamble and every representative in every state acknowledges God before they serve we the people. I've shared this with you 1.5 million times. They are the ones that put their hand on the Bible. They swear to God and man that they will uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, so help me God. Is that right? So who are they making reference to in every move that they make? They are making a reference to the God of the Mosaic Institution, again, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. If they do outside of what God's law permits, then guess what? They're bringing you back into Egypt to bring you into bondage. Do you understand? And if you fail to hold them accountable for magnifying the law they swore that they would uphold, then you deserve what you've got coming. Okay? So again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, repeal of Obama gun control heads to Trump's desk. And it's interesting because I have the Bill of Rights in front of me right now. And friends, for that, those that have been listening to me for the last 15 years, we're still waiting for someone to call in and tell us what the deal is when it comes to the Bill of Rights. How is the president getting away with the former criminal foreign agent sodomite Barack Hussein Obama getting away with it in the first place? Because your Bill of Rights are thou shall not to those that serve we the people. And I'm reading the Second Amendment, a well-regulated militia, which is you, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right that God gave the people to keep and bear arms shall not be violated. It shall not be infringed. So when we're talking about the repeal of Obama gun control heads to Trump's desk, how did they get that ground in the first place? They got that ground off the ignorance of the American people that let them do it and their inactions, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. When drugging replaced spankings. Yep. So he who withholds the rod hates his son, Scripture tells us. Now the state wants to tell you that when you chastise your sons or daughters because you love them, that it's abuse. And then what they want to do is they want to come right behind that, working for the pharmaceutical companies, the frauds that they are in so many different aspects, friends, to go ahead and throw your kids on dangerous psychotropic drugs, which is counterfeit from A to Z. Done several shows on this, friends. When druggings replace spankings, keep in mind they get a kickback every time they prescribe drugs. And also keep in mind those dangerous psychotropic drugs they want to put you on or your kids on. Keep in mind they were illegal street drugs back in the 50s in many cases. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Interestingly enough, here comes the Muslims again, friends. Just can't make this stuff up. No charges filed against Muslim hate crime hoaxer. So why did they do what they do? Because there was no charges filed against her for her crime. I mean, it makes sense, right? And yet again, America is still trying to figure out, why are we in so much trouble? Why are we in so much trouble? It's almost laughable. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the religion of evolution versus the facts. That's exactly right. Read Psalm 14, verse 1, the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. Go to Romans 1:22, where it states that professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. That's exactly it. And that's what's going to fall on the lot of their heads in this life and in the next. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I want you to listen to this. Obama killed our economic freedom, stagnation, unemployment, and deteriorating social conditions. I want to say this, and I want you to listen to me carefully. No, he did not. Obama killed our economic freedom, stagnation, unemployment, and deteriorating social conditions. I'm here to tell you, no, he did not. I want to tell you who the responsible party is. The American people that tolerated him the first day in office 8 years back. Obama only did what the American people let him do. So when it comes to economic freedom and stagnation and unemployment and the deteriorating social conditions, the American people allowed him to do it for 8 years. And furthermore, they're allowing him to continuously do it with this supposed 30,000 army that's bought and paid for by George Soros, who said that the America that we know is the great stumbling block to the New World Order, friends, bought and paid for to create this domestic insurrection, as I said they would over the last 8 years in this country. And boy, oh boy, do we have to stand back and praise God for giving us the heads up years ahead of time like he always does. We thank God for the gifts of the Holy Ghost, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back. We're going to be talking about the acronym CARE.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. One more shout out, 1-866-582-9933. Let's pull the mask off of the acronym CARE, C-A-I-R. Because again, the American people are under this delusion and this illusion that these must be good groups like the ACLU and SPLC and the DARE program and YMCA and Planned Parenthood, double P, right? It's amazing to me that people take these groups and these organizations for face value. But yet when you pull the curtain back, people are amazed at the destruction and even the license to establish themselves in the country in the first place. Well, hey, let me tell you something. What you put up with in this country, friends, is everything's for sale when it comes to the representatives in this country. Everything's for sale. And again, I think everybody's awake in this country as to the fact that many of our representatives are for sale. There's no question about it. There's very far and few between that actually stand up for who we are. As a matter of fact, the party of government is obstructing governance, friends, in so many different aspects. So let's go over to CARE real quick, okay? Again, this is the founder, Omar Ahmad. He said, Islam isn't in America to be equal to any other faith, but to become dominant. Friends, what else do you need? He goes on, the Quran, the Muslim book of scripture, should be the highest authority in America, and Islam the only accepted religion on earth. And yet he hasn't been exported, I mean, with a foot on the backside of both of his biscuits, friends. I mean, come on. This is ridiculous. This is criminal. But yet again, they're given a pass to stay because, after all, the media, they substantiate who they are. Yeah, I mean, as if to suggest that the media has any credibility in any sense of the word. I mean, they have zero credibility, folks, for the most part in this country. And that is not an embellishment, and that is not an over-exaggeration. These people don't have any truth in them whatsoever for the most... And again, friends, and that is not too far from the facts in the sense of exactly what I'm saying. There's no truth in them. John 8:44. Going back to care, Islam is not a religion of peace. It is a political theory of conquest that seeks domination by any means it can. Yep, and see, these thugs, these useful idiots, they don't realize that they have someone up above them that's about ready to step on them once they have their way. And that works all the way across the boards, because the Bible tells us, he who digs the hole or the pit, he himself will fall into it. Yes, he does. And that is the history of man. Going to the next quote. This is Mustafa, Mustard Boy, Mustard Carroll. His name is Mustafa. He's the director of CAIR, C-A-I-R, in Texas. Wow, of all places. Yep, they got to go to the hardest places, friends. And they got to deal with the hardest point. So they can deal with that. So it's going to be pretty easy. It's going to be a landslide after that. But you would have never thought in a million years they'd be allowed in Texas, right? Well, guess what? Mustard Carroll, the director of CAIR, C-A-I-R, again, his name is Mustafa. He is the director in Texas. You know what he said, America? Listen to me carefully. This is what he said. The director of CAIR, C-A-I-R. If we are practicing Muslims, we're above the law of the land. Did you hear me? You know, and I'm laughing at ignorance here, friends. I really am. If we are practicing Muslims, we are above the law of the land, said the director from CAIR, CAIR, in Texas. I mean, it sounds like the apple does not fall too far from the tree when it comes from that foreign criminal, sodomite, Barack Hussein Obama, that was set there for 8 years. I mean, they were just following his demonic lead, weren't they? Destroy, 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 destroy. Hey, I'm going to give you 10 facts real quick concerning the Council on American Islamic Relations. Oh my goodness, I almost forgot to tell you, friends. I mean, CAIR and the Muslims, I'm telling you. I mean, they're just a good group of guys. And of course, I'm being facetious. The CAIR leader, Ahmad Salim, did you know that he was arrested in a major child sex trafficking ring bust? Sex with children as young as 8 years old? I mean, this is some time back, friends. It was called Operation L&P. It netted 101 arrests in both Lake and Polk counties. The investigation concluded, friends, the UK child sex trafficking gangs have now come into America. The CAIR leader, Ahmad Salim, that was busted for child trafficking, a Muslim youth coordinator, pay attention, a Muslim youth coordinator, was also one of the men arrested. Investigators said that all men went to a home in Clement with the hopes of having sex with children. The car Salim traveled in had a license plate that said "Invest in Children," according to investigators. Now, this doesn't sound too far as to what's going on, again, on the heels of the homosexuals in America. Chad Severance, I don't know if you know who this guy was. He was the guy that was in the Carolinas trying to pass the transgender bill. Did you know that he used to be a youth leader at a church where he was alluring young boys to his house in hopes to have sex with them while also showing them pornography? This was the guy that Barack Hussein Obama was telling the governor to get behind concerning the transgender bill. He is a convicted felon. So we can see on the heels of, again, the homosexuals, here comes none other than the Muslims emulating them every step of the way. A Muslim youth coordinator on his license plate, "Invest in Children." His name is Ahmad Salim, and he just happened to be one of the CAIR leaders of the organization. C-A-I-R. The Council on American Islamic Relations. Wait a second. I thought those people killed homosexuals. You're being lied to, America. It's a part of what they do. You're being lied to, America. And see, because you've given the sodomites, which is a felony in every state in the country. Hey, by the way, friends, you don't have to take me for what I'm telling you. But what I'm doing on live radio right now is pointing my finger to the state statute in every state of our union that declares what I'm telling you is the truth. See, this, the law is the stumbling block to the sodomites. That's what they're the victims of. To the Muslims, the law is the stumbling block. But what do? They have to put themselves in the victim position. What are they the victims of? They're the victims of our laws. So what are they trying to do? Well, they're trying to put the likes of Keith Ellison, Barack Hussein Obama, and other Muslims and other useful idiots like Maxine Waters that said, if you don't accept the Muslims in the United States of America, you're a bigot. Well, guess what? What, friends? I'm a bigot. Are you a bigot? Do you want to be a bigot too, friends? And what a bigot is one that adheres to the Christ. At least in my particular situation, he is alive forevermore, and I'm a testimony, and my life is a witness of the resurrection of Jesus Christ to tell you that he is alive forevermore. And if you want to call me a bigot because I believe, listen, I know, as Paul said, in whom I believed. He's been tested, tried, and proven over and over again. And while I was yet a sinner, he still saved me by grace, even when I didn't deserve it. And that grace, that definition there, is unmerited favor. Because I was thinking about that today too, friends. The grace of God in my life was unmerited in so many different ways. And even when I was a young punk, walking out in the streets, doing the things that I was doing, living the life that I was living, he still had his eye on me, and he still had his hand on everything that I was doing. And I paid the consequence every step of the way. God chastises those that he loves. Remember what David said in Psalm 119, in thy faithfulness thou hast afflicted me that I might learn thy statutes. I'll tell you what, it was either the rock was going to fall on me or I was going to fall on the rock, right? It's better for the rock. It's better for you to fall on the rock than the rock to fall on you. I'll tell you what, how many times I hit my head up against that wall before I figured that wall wasn't moving, because that was the grace of God. That was my heavenly Father loving on this disobedient little punk, fatherless punk. You want to talk about a loving God, friends? How much time do you have? You want to talk about unmerited grace? How much time do you have? You know, it reminds me of Peter when he kneeled down and God blessed Peter in spite of Peter. And he blessed him beyond measure concerning throwing his net in the water. And they went out there and they fished all night and they didn't get anything. And then the Lord told him to put it on the right side of the net, or on the right side of the ship, I'm sorry. And he said, well, we've been out all night fishing and we caught nothing. And the Lord said, do it. And he obeyed. And they pulled in so many fish that they had to get other people to help them pull it in. And he fell down and he said to the Lord, I'm a sinful man. That's Bradley Dean. That's Bradley Dean. My prayer life has turned into in spite of me. In spite of me in so many different ways. In spite of me, Lord. In spite of me, bless them. In spite of me, bless this family. In spite of me, bless the hearers. In spite of me, Lord, hear my voice. In spite of me. Because I realize until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of him. And you're listening to him right now. I am nothing when he is everything. For to me is to live is Christ, to die is gain. I must decrease that he might increase. Because we're crucified through weakness, but we live by the power of God. And to those that don't understand what I'm saying, do you have ears? Do you have eyes? Do you have ears to hear? Do you have eyes to see? I say to you, take heed that you stand, lest you fall. You better get down and realize that the King of Glory is at work. Getting back to this, friends. We're going to get back to the Council on American Islamic Relations, and I want to give you some facts about CAIR, C-A-I-R, real quick. Just highlighted the fact that the leader of CAIR, one of them, Ahmad Salim, arrested in major child sex trafficking ring bust. He was having sex with children. Did you hear what I said? That's a felony, friends. And they also rounded up 101 other individuals that were a part of this operation.
At the Sons of Liberty, as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, Ph.D., and I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough, SomaBiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that SomaBiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. SomaBiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of SomaBiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Boy, the way time flies, especially when you're just nailing what needs to be nailed. You know what, friends? Gideon was called upon by God to keep his commandments. It's called the Mighty Man of Valor. Go in this thou strength that the Lord has bestowed upon him, and he did so. The Lord broke it down from 22,000 that wanted to go with Gideon, and then it was broken down to 10,000, and then it was broken down to 300. And it was interesting that the first thing that the Lord told him to do was to tear down his father's altars, friends. I want to tell you what, these groups are systematically being placed inside of the United States of America, but I want to give you some hope, as I always do, because Christ is the end of our faith, and we know that if our hope is in Christ, guess what? We hold on, we tie a knot if we have to, and we hang on, right? But the fact of the matter is, the hope is in what you do with the truth that's been given unto you. But I'm saying that for a reason, friends. When you look at these groups and you look at Judges 3, the Lord would allow certain people to be around his children to prove whether they would keep his commandments or no. So this isn't like, to me, the only negative here is that the American people have tolerated these groups that mean to destroy our country. That's pretty severe. It's called treason, friends. And by the way, it is against our laws. Common sense. Go try this in their country and see how far it goes, especially knowing all the well that you were to go into the Middle Middle East and attempt to overthrow that government the way that these people are here, like CARE and the ACLUers and these other groups that mean to destroy who we are and overthrow who we are, to turn us into a dictatorship and to give power over to some tyrant. You get the point, right? They're useful idiots. But the point is, what's kind of freaky about all this is that they're here in the first place. I mean, again, listen to this. This is Omar Ahmad, the founder of Council on American Islamic Relations. He said, Islam isn't in America to be equal to any other faith, but to become dominant. The Quran, the Muslim book of scriptures, should be the highest authority in America, and Islam the only accepted religion on the planet. Well, you know what? Just thinking a fly, brother, from another mother. And then we found out from Mustard Carroll, Director CARE of Texas, Mustafa. He said, we are practicing Muslims. He said, we're above the laws of the land. I wanted to let you know, and again, to show you how the enemy works here, cause the enemy to believe that there's more of us than there really is. CARE was created by the Muslim Brotherhood, which Barack Hussein Obama stacked concerning governmental positions on the heels of over 225 sodomites and transgenders and lesbians in government positions. It was created by the Muslim Brotherhood, an Islamic supremacist organization that pioneered 20th century Islamic terrorism and sanctions violence against civilians. CARE only has 5,000 members in the United States. There's 4.2 million Muslims. Remember, Barack was over in, I believe it was in France, and the criminal was telling another one of his lies, and he was trying to spread misinformation through his propaganda. This time came from himself. And he said that, you know, America has one of the largest Muslim populations worldwide. No, it does not. It has 4.2 million. CARE has 5,000 members, and there is a membership fee of $10, okay? CARE represents the opinions of only 12% of Muslims and Americans, according to Gallup. Now, keep in mind, I want to go back to this because this is important that you hear this, because I just seen this. And furthermore, speaking of Muslims, you also know that we had our little leader at the Women's March, Women's Rights March, that was Linda Sarsour, right? She said that she wants Sharia law in the United States of America, and for some reason the media is playing into this. She's also, if you go online, you can also see her holding up the ISIS signal with her one finger up. She's American born. She's a traitor. Hassan Albana, who was working with Adolf Hitler back in the 30s, Adolf Hitler used Muslims to do his killing for them. I don't know if you knew this or not, but he said it is the nature of Islam to dominate, not to be dominated, to impose its law on all nations and to extend its power to the entire planet. Well, they've been trying to do that for thousands of years. But I want to show you the difference concerning the 12% of those that have extreme ideologies concerning the Muslim faith, concerning Islam. Marco Polo said the militant Muslim is the person who beheads the infidel, the unbeliever. Well, the moderate Muslim holds the feet of the victim. Did you hear me? I hope you did. Okay, so don't ever get off. Well, there's only 12% of them. Wait a second. It's all in the Quran. It's all in what they're reading, friends. Kill the infidel. CARE receives financial support from foreign powers who have also provided direct support to Al-Qaeda and Hamas, which has been created, by the way. CARE has solicited money from sponsors of terror and received financial support from convicted terrorists. So next time you hear someone talk, namely one of the representatives like the Paul Ryans of the world, that want to give them aid on your dime, just keep in mind who these people are. Okay? And don't believe their lies. They just sold their soul as they're kissing you. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful, the Bible tells us. Okay. CARE founders have praised terrorists to Muslim audiences and said that suicide bombers are acting on behalf of Islam. Notice how it's never them. CARE has raised funds for terrorists under the guise of helping 9/11 victims. CARE board members have called for the overthrow of the United States and the imposition of Islamic law. Why are they still here, America? At least 15 high-level CARE staff members have been under federal investigation for ties to Islamic terror. And keep in mind, Barack Hussein Obama expunged many of these. And he also relieved from Guantanamo Bay many of them that were guilty of the crime of terrorism. only to go back to the Middle East to war against America on another day. That's a fact. And by the way, many have. CARE has discouraged Muslim Americans from cooperating with law enforcement and has spent time and money advocating on behalf of convicted terrorists and their victims. So, folks, I can go on and on with this, but I want to hit this really quick to show you how far it's gone. You do realize... The likes of the ACLU and other organizations, while attacking Christians in a Christian country, have given way to the Muslims in public schools. Now, what's also interesting to note is the Muslim indoctrination in public schools. Now, out of doing 360 of them from Minnesota to all the way up to Florida, Key West, we did that high school assembly as well, and we also went over to Alaska for what that was worth concerning the group of people that we talked to, the young people, and that wasn't a slam, it's just a fact. It's interesting to note that I have not run into this in any sense of the word, but to share with you what they are doing in California, because I've talked to parents after meetings where they've come up to me and told me what was going on in their public schools, it's interesting to note that there has been found to be over 500 historical errors in public school textbooks, and they're giving an Islamic slant to your kids in public school. Okay? As a result, kids in public schools are being subjected to the following teachings and practices. And again, keep in mind how they're using the gay kids to make way for the Muslim kids. Okay? Victim status. Learning to become a Muslim. Fasting for Ramadan, learning the five pillars of Islam in public schools, memorizing verses of the Quran, adopting a Muslim name, and even going so far as staging a jihad. And that's war against non-Muslims. This is what they're teaching kids in America. Now listen to this carefully. Listen to the names of these groups. We're unmasking these acronyms. The ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, the American Muslim Council, Americans United for Separation of Church and State. Folks, where these people create these, I don't understand it. But I do understand when I deal with them what they mean. They mean to destroy, and they're using these as a mask or as a guise to destroy in hopes that people will believe that they're doing it lawfully. But Americans United for Separation of Church and State and the Clinton administration, which, by the way, was receiving millions and millions of dollars for her presidential campaign, as well as the Russians by selling uranium ore, by stealing it away from the ranchers in Oregon and in Nevada, don't forget. There's still a trial going on with those guys, friends, when the trial should be held concerning the Clintons and Harry Reid and Barack Hussein Obama and others that were a part of that little game over there that they're playing with men's lives. But I want you to listen carefully. These groups, along with the Clinton administration, joined together to create an environment that opened the door to Muslim teachings in America while attacking anyone who speaks about the Christian religion or Christian heritage in this country in public schools. You heard me right. They're attacking, as I said, everyone and anyone that talks about who we are, your Christian heritage, the United States Constitution. They don't want none of that in public school. And here you have, on the other hand, the hypocrisy of the American people, 86% of them dropping their kids off at public schools, Christians, patriots, and or conservatives. There is the problem right there. One more point. A representative from the American Muslim Council, Abdul Rahman Al-Amoudi, today is serving a 23-year prison sentence for being one of the top fundraisers of Muslim organizations in the United States of America. There's over 225 schools in America, that's equivalent to about 50,000 children, who are being taught to, as I quote Brigitte Gabriel with Act for America, to foster an environment of hate, loathing, and resentment towards you, America, Christians, Jews, Shiites, and others.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.